But what did you do at Wallace Tin?
I was tool setting then.
So you were there during the war. Did you have to make any preparations?
No, I had to join the fire service up there for their, you know, for their, just for the wrong place. You were then liable to be called out at any time. Any time the siren went, you had to report to the factory, irrespective of whether it was day or night. So you didn't get all that much sleep, you know.
Did you have any practices or call-outs?
Oh, yes. When Colonel Wallace himself, he came up there one afternoon, and we'd done all this running out with holes without using the water, you know. And I always remember this day he came up there and he said, I see you keep running out this dry hose. I want to see the water squirting about. So he said, what I should do, he said, I'll name a position. And I want you to see out the water on as quick as you can to this place on the firm and squirt water over it. Well, we had Henry Barrett. He was on the pump. Start from the source of the water. And there's three of us in between, and a man named Joe Westlake on the branch. That's the copper piece you put on the end, you know. So he had us all lined up outside in the lane there. And he said, now, there's a fire in Jack Norton's shed. As quick as you can, get the water on. Well, Henry Barrett, he was very smart. He had the water running through the hoses as quickly as we connected them up. The poor old Joe Westlake couldn't get the branch on at the end. And he squirted the water all over Colonel Wallace. And, of course, we stopped. He was drenched. And, so this is a fact. He called us all up, lined us all up there, and he said, no, I had one bath this morning and didn't expect another one. But he said, go and get my secretary. We thought he was going to sack us or something like that. His secretary's name was Mr. Fry. He said, Fry, give all these men a pound, he said, for giving me a drink.